Hi, this is Swishy Saikamo from the main site, and I just wanted to make a quick comment about Mrs. Weasley's overprotectiveness in this chapter. So normally when I read scenes with Mrs. Weasley in them, I kind of find myself getting slightly annoyed with her overbearingness, overprotectiveness towards her children and Harry. That's just a set of other character I dislike. I really love Mrs. Weasley, but that's just a little side of a character that I don't like. But in this chapter, I found myself agreeing with Mrs. Weasley and her precautions. I found myself slightly shocked for her precautions were a little bit ill-founded, a little bit late, because she found out about Voldemort in Goblet of Fire, and now it's Half-Blood Prince, but I think my this comparison might like may make it clearer why Mrs. Weasley is doing all of this in Half-Blood Prince. So if we just take the Diagon Alleys from Philosopher's Stone to Order of the Phoenix, let's infer that the Diagon Alley in Order of the Phoenix is untouched, still colorful and everything. If you look at those Diagon Alleys, and if we compare it to the Diagon Alley in Half-Blood Prince, so in the Diagon Alleys in the first few books, it's described as being very colourful, very bright, very lively, very safe. In Half-Blood Prince, however, it's described as being very dark. Nobody's really around. And if we just back up this description of all the information we got this chapter about Ollivander being taken away, about Florine being taken away, it paints a very dark, almost dangerous kind of picture. And if you mix this with Mrs. Weasley's already overprotective mind, you get this very you can see why Mrs. Weasley's going to be taking these precautions, why she's going to be making sure everyone doesn't take any risks, any chances. So that's all I really have to say on the matter, and I really love Alohomora as well. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.